Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, the original preparedness broadcast. Everything else is imitation. Jason, thank you for engineering. At the powerhouse in communications, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. And class, if you'd like to tune in after hours, if you'd like to get the archives, GCNLive.com, then search for USA Prepares, and you can select which broadcasts, which hours you'd like to download or listen to, and they're there. Or you can click Listen Live. When you click on my picture, you'll see a guy with headphones, and that's me. So if you want to see how funny looking I am, you can go to GCNLive.com, and there's probably just one picture of me on the internet, and that was by design. So I don't want to participate too much in the government big tech spy system. With us today, live in Australia, is radio's only international correspondent between the United States of America and Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. I'm just watching Rome burn. I really am. I'm watching.
It's like that. Yeah, I'm a bit closer. I think I'll get my marshmallows out.
You know, I really mean it. I just can't yes, believe the kinds of things that are happening. We have the most incompetent government that money could buy. I mean, it's beyond incompetent. Stake, you know. Even though we have 100,000 pounds of the finest beef in the country walking around on four legs here on our farm, we don't eat much steak. But we could, but we don't. And we live very frugally here. And steak can soon become like a luxury item. Back in the 60s, people used to have steak, you know, multiple times a week in the United States. Probably many places in the world. Now, it because of these environmentalists, they think that, you know, we shouldn't be raising cows. And I'll tell you what, these morons are so dumb. And this is like, they're all over the place, these dumb people. Stupid people. Like the governor of California, who just banned small gasoline engines. He has no idea that there is no substitute for a gasoline-powered engine or a diesel-powered engine to mow a large, you know, like a 5-acre, 4-acre, 3-acre, 2-acre, or 1-acre lawn. He has no idea that you can't do it with rechargeable batteries. He has no idea. He has no idea that there's no such thing as a battery-powered generator, like, you know, when the grid goes down, you put the gasoline in the generator, you pull the cord, you start the generator, and you can generate alternating current. He has no idea that there's no such thing as a battery-powered generator. There isn't. It's inconceivable. and a battery-powered heavy chainsaw that can cut a log that falls on the fence in a farm. He has no idea. He has no idea that the lawn care businesses can't operate without gasoline-powered equipment. They can't. They would have to have 30 to 40 rechargeable battery packs a day. And then what happens to all this old equipment that's out there that he's just banned? These guys don't think. And I swear they forgot to go to science class. They forgot. They don't know what an ohm, a watt, a resistor, a capacitor, a transistor, an integrated circuit. They don't know what that is. They don't know what a transformer is. They don't know what DC coupling, AC coupling is. They don't know about the hardness scale of how hard material is in on our planet. They have no idea about these things. And yet they make rules that govern everybody that they have no idea about. And I'm talking, Gwyneth, you shared with me something. You said you're talking about the supply chain. Would you share with the class what you told me last night about the supply chain and who is in charge of it in the United States of America?
Yeah. The person who is in charge of the supply chain in the whole of the United States at a federal level is one of your very favorite people in all the world. It's Mayor Pete.
You know what I mean?
Mad Pete runs the supply chain.
Yeah, when you say Mad Pete, you're talking about a guy I call Homo Pete, right? Pete, what's his butt? A guy that's married to a guy.
Yeah, that's right. Pete, butt is gig.
Yeah, butt is gig, right. That's or butt's it. A gig, or what? What. Yes. So that Homo what Pete, he's a. And I'm not saying anything that. It's not public. He made public that he is a card-carrying homosexual married to a guy, and they have somehow gotten the system to let them have a child. Two perverts. Two perverts. Yeah. And they these are people who do unthinkable acts to each other. You know? That's what they do. And in, allegedly in private and maybe other places. But so Jumpin' Joe, who's a plagiarist, who stole another guy's wife, that guy puts Pete, Homo Pete, in charge of the transportation system. And what's he thinking? Does he think that this guy doesn't have... How would you like to sit in a conference room across from Pete What's-His-Butt? How would you like to do that? And he looks at you, and you wonder, is he trying to, you know, what's he looking at? I would feel really uncomfortable being in a room with Pete What's-His-Butt, even though he is, I don't know how, but somebody said, I now pronounce you homos, man and man, or one of you is a wife. I don't understand how that happens, but that's what we've got as transportation secretary. Now, how could anybody possibly think he's the best candidate? How is that possible? But yet, that's what we have.
Like I say, he couldn't run the town down the road. How can he run the whole logistics in the United States? I was stuck when I heard that on the radio. And I said, hang on, I literally was like that when I heard that on the radio, and I said, well, that explains a lot, doesn't it? That explains why you are in so much trouble in the United States, you know? And isn't that right, Vincent? He literally could not run the town down the road.
Yeah, mayor of, he was in Indiana. Here's the question I have for you. Do you have the widespread homosexuality, trans, bi, tri, whatever it is, guys wearing girls' clothes, girls wearing guys' clothes, girls wanting to be guys, guys wanting to be girls? I'm not talking about tomboys. You know, a tomboy is just a, to me, a tomboy is a girl who likes to do some of the things that guys do. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with, and I have no problem with guys wanting to learn about baking and canning and, you know, things that traditionally girls do. I have no problem with that. As long as the guys aren't wearing dresses and high heels while they're doing it. Okay? So, do you have the problem with these misfits and perverts and pedophiles and to the extent that we do in the United States?
Oh, my gosh. Over here, they run the show. It's so tragic. It's like, it's the sort of thing where if you cross them, then you're going to be literally running for your life. And I know that from bitter personal experience, you know. Here's a prime example, okay? In Hollywood, case study number one of screwed up kids, Nicole Kidman. Her father was an Outback station owner and was, I think he's passed on now, and reportedly was a child molester, according to the rumors that were circulating on the internet a little while ago, okay? So I don't know if he was ever charged, or I don't know if anything was ever verified, so I don't want anyone to come after me. I'm just, you know, saying that this apparently was what was going on. And then he had a daughter, and that daughter grew up and married somebody who was in the Church of Scientology, which is another nest of screwed-up people. You know, that was Tom Cruise. And so, yeah, that's how it goes. You know, you get somebody who has their childhood messed up by somebody who is, you know, maybe he tried to do the best job, but somewhere along the line things went really, really wrong with Andrew Kidman. And but then Nicole grew up and married into a cult. So that's just how it goes. And you know, and the gossip, once again, Hollywood gossip, okay, is that she's not actually a very nice person to work with. And the word gets around. And, I mean, like, you know, I'm just going on you know, this is the Hollywood gossip session of USA Prepares, is that Nicole Kidman is not a very nice person to be around, personally. And probably it's because of all the junk that she's carrying psychically and psychologically, and probably if she fixed up and got rid of a lot of the psychological and psychic junk that she's carrying around with her, probably she'd be a lot better person to work with. Does that make sense, Vincent? Everybody decides what sort of person they're going to be. They decide if they're going to be a good person, a godly person, you know, a weak person, a manipulable person, somebody who does the manipulating, somebody who just wants to live an honest and straight and true life. We all decide for ourselves what sort of a person we are going to be. And at the end of the day, we have to answer to God in heaven, and there's going to be no excuses with him. We're going to have to stand in front of his throne. He's going to be standing there, and he's going to require us to give an account. And that ought to be enough motivation for anyone.
We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth's with us, and she's live in Australia. Gwyneth, there is a gal in New South Wales by the name of Gladys Berejiklian. Am I saying her last name right?
Yeah, something like that. She gets called various sort of versions for that.
Yeah.
So Berejiklian. Well,
let me read the headlines. National News. Bombshell. Australia's Gladys Berejiklian was bribed, blackmailed by Big Pharma to impose COVID vaccine mandate, end quote. The article goes on to say, quote, this is Natural News, the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 continues to be a cash cow for the corrupt political elite on both sides of the aisle, along with their handlers. The good news is that some of these shameless profiteers, including Gladys Berejiklian of New South Wales, Australia, are finally getting exposed to their crimes against humanity. Berejiklian, who recently resigned from her post, was reportedly blackmailed by Big Pharma to force the vaccines on the Aussies. Otherwise, the pharmaceutical drug cartels were going to charge her in a corruption probe. Hoping to save herself from the ire of the drug kingpins, Berejiklian complied with their demands, only to eventually get outed anyway. Now the woman has found herself in the global spotlight, along with other treasonous criminals like Tony Fauci and Francis Collins. So she, Rajakian, told residents of Sydney, that'd be Sydney, Australia, just prior to her resignation, if they don't take the COVID jab, they face social isolation indefinitely after the stay-at-home order ends in December. End quote. Article goes on. So this gal, according to what, if I read this properly, correctly, accurately, this gal took a bribe to make sure that Australians in New South Wales would be getting the injection of who knows what. Nobody knows, other than the manufacturers, what's in these injections. Nobody. Nobody knows what they are. But yet, these medical, alleged medical professionals are telling some people that they need to take the jab. So we know that science can be bought and paid for. We know that science can be lied about. We know that science can be falsified. We know that statisticians lie. Liars figure and figures lie. We know that. So you put all that together, and we've got this gal who allegedly forced people to get the kill shot in Australia, and now she's been outed and exposed. And I wonder where else these big pharma parasites and murderers have forced people to get these jabs. Your thoughts, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that is a microcosm of what they're doing to everybody. Because right now, Big Pharma is telling everybody here in Australia, you better get the jab or you're going to lose your job. And if that's the case, it would be best if everybody walked out on their jobs. Because if you get the jab, then, as I mentioned last week, and this has been mentioned on other radio shows as well, they have used the very words Russian roulette. You remember last week I used that term, Russian roulette. It has been used on multiple other radio shows during the week. I do listen to other radio shows. I listen to maybe 6 or 8 or 10 hours of radio a day, you know, somewhere in that ballpark. It varies from day to day. I used to, you know, listen to less radio, but I'm finding I'm listening to more because I've, you know, found a few more interesting shows to listen to. But, and this is what I occupy myself with while I'm doing my shovel therapy, and then I have a think about what I've listened to. I can hear music again, though, so I'd like to continue this conversation on the other side of the break.
Gwyneth, when we come back, I'd like to ask you. Here's the question I'd like to ask you. Is USA Prepared copied by other broadcasts? Have you found that? We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Data collected by the National Institutes of Health show that people who received a shot of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have a stronger neutralizing antibody response if they receive an mRNA shot instead of a second J&J booster shot. Russia is not one of the 30 countries invited to this week's virtual counter-ransomware summit hosted by the White House. The involved nations will discuss ways to crack down on global cyber criminal networks. The goal is to stop ransomware attacks without having to rely on the Russian government, which has been accused of harboring cyber criminals. The House of Representatives followed the Senate on Tuesday, voting 219-206 right down party lines to raise the federal debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars and avert a potential default. While Congress has pushed off the debt limit for now, the fight over the final resolution will take place in December. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Brian Laundrie's lawyer, Stephen Bertolino, called Gabby Petito's death a tragedy on Tuesday after Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said that her homicide was caused by manual strangulation. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue.
Death by strangulation in manner is homicide. Who committed the homicide is really to be determined by law enforcement. This autopsy included a whole body CAT scan, a examination by a forensic pathologist, anthropologist. So we pretty much covered all the bases. As far as the time of death, we are estimating 3 to 4 weeks from the time that the body was found.
Authorities are still searching for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, who returned to Florida without her after their trip across the western U.S. Microsoft operating system Windows 11 began its rollout last week as the company launched its new operating system to eligible devices on October 5th. Everyone already using Windows 10 can upgrade for free if they have a compatible computer. It should be noted that Microsoft is rolling out the operating system in phases, so your system may not prompt you to upgrade just yet. You still have the option to manually download Windows 11 and check out its features. On your PC, go to Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, and check for updates. If available, you'll see the feature, click Download and Install. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Gwyneth, have you found in your listening to radio that USA Prepares is copied by other broadcasts?
Yeah, I do. And so often I'm listening there, and it's not just me. It might be something that Rich has said, or that one of the other instructors has said, and then the other broadcasters will pick up on an exact phrase that we've used. Like, for instance, like I said, Russian, that the vaccine is Russian roulette. that you're, you know, it's as if you're putting a bullet in a chamber and then you're spinning that chamber, closing it, and then holding the gun against your head. That's exactly what the vaccine's like, you know. But sometimes they change it, you know, a little bit, you know, to make it kind of their own. But I'm, like I've said before, I'm just interested in the information getting out there. That's it, you know, but it's we're the trailblazers, Vincent.
Could you repeat that again? I did not hear what you said.
I said what there's nobody you? Else out there like USA Prepares.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gwen, if I have a special amount of dislike for people who are plagiarists, and I try to let people know what the source is. You know, when I say it, if I didn't originate it, I will I'll reveal the source, of course. And so for people to use the phraseology, the terms of USA Prepares, without saying, hey, y'all, we just heard Gwyneth or Rich or Vincent or Kyle or Kathy or Norm or Bert or Lindley say such and such on USA Prepares, that's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. It's just, I would consider them in the same light as I would consider Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, who plagiarized his way through law school at Syracuse University, law school, and the U.S. Senate, and stealing another guy's wife. I have no respect for that. That's why I keep calling him the plagiarist. And anybody who's done any research has understood and learned that chlamydia has slept her way up the ranks. And she... I'm sorry?
I said I've heard her called Camel Toe Harris.
Yeah. And, right. And all right. Also, Nancy Pelosi... Let me read a headline quote. And this is the smoking gun class. This is it. Quote, I think you all could do a better job of selling it. End quote. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. It's quoted in the dailymail.co.uk. Nancy Pelosi Quote, I think you all could do a better job of selling it. End quote. Nancy Pelosi reprimands the media for not publicizing Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan in a positive light. Insists plans for the IRS to snoop on Americans will still be included. It goes on to say, the headlines and the bullet points from Daily Mail. I'm very disappointed that we're not going with the original $3.5 trillion, which was very transformative, end quote, the California Democrat told reporters. She said Democrats have to pare back the number of years of guaranteed funding for their plans. It's essential that difficult decisions must be made very soon, Pelosi said in a letter on the bill Monday evening. So that's what this says as the headline and bullet points in Daily Mail. What I'm saying is, she said, quote, I think you could all do a better job of selling it, end quote. And that's a $3.5 trillion spending plan. That means that the media, she's blaming the media for the failure of those voting did not support the bilking of Americans, the massive inflation, the spending spree, the frivolous, reckless, careless spending that the Biden administration wants to do, give money to their friends. That's what this is all about. And so she's saying, you and the media blew it. You didn't get it. It's your fault because you didn't sell it in a positive light. How the heck can anybody sell a reckless spend spending spree in a positive light. It's impossible unless the media would be corrupt and be colluding with the administration to lie to the American people. I think even the media is saying, we can't keep lying. I think that's what's happening. People have had it. And, you know, I've said this before, that my dad told me about 50 years ago that, and this was impossible when he said it, son, in your lifetime there will be a black president. That was unthinkable. And then he said, and that will be just about the end of the United States of America. That's when it will all, what we've come to think of America as, will come apart and fail. It will all be over. The country will collapse shortly after a black man is chosen as president. Now, I don't think he was blaming it on a black man per se not being qualified. I don't think that's what he was saying. I think he was saying that expect this to happen. There will be a black president, and that will be the end, just about the end of the United States. And guess what? We had a black president, then we had a white president, and then we have the plagiarist. And here we are. We're spiraling down the drain. Rome is burning. And you can substitute the United States of America for Rome. And probably the rest of the world as well. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's really, that's just a fact. Like I say, get out your marshmallows because it's going to be a big barbecue. That's just how it is, unfortunately. And like I said, Australia is actually a lot closer to the barbecue than what America is, and we're in a worse position because we never learned how to be a free people. That means that we didn't have a war to become an independent country. Because I think, this is my personal hypothesis here, okay? Knowing Australian history, having studied Australian history, about 50 years before Australia was granted its so-called independence by the Crown, which never really was the case because, you know, we were still tied to the Crown, what happened was that Australia had a rebellion, and it almost tippled over into a revolution and a war of independence. But instead, they got into political manipulation and doing deals with the people who wanted to have the war to form their own country, and because the people who wanted to have a war to have their own country back in the day, back in the 1850s, they said that they'd come from Ireland, and they said, well, we really don't want to have a war. We just want to be left alone. We just want to have our own country. And so that person whose name was called Peter Lawler, he got into politics instead, and he became a politician. And I think that he was one of the most decent politicians that Australia has ever had. And very, very occasionally there does come a decent politician. But he, in a way, it was, in a way he pursued what he was meant to do. But in another way, he sold out what he was actually meant to do, which was to lead the revolution to gain independence from the Crown and to form our own republic here in Australia. And I'm not in favour of the Republican movement here in Australia because I think that they're bought and paid for opposition. Okay? They're not a real independence Republican movement. They are a sold out fake substitute Republican movement. Okay, they're paid for opposition in this country. So, this is it. We never had that. We had the chance to have it, and we blew it. And we've got no Second Amendment in this country. That means that that there are firearms in Australia, but they're very, very limited, and they've become even more limited as of 2021, because one of the main freight companies that does freight to rural Australia has just declared that it is now against their policy to deliver guns and ammunition and firearms parts to rural Australia, to anywhere in Australia, actually. They don't do it anymore. And this is one of the biggest shipping companies. It's called Toll, T-O-L-L. And they are the ones who have the contract for FedEx in Australia. So if you send something to Australia via FedEx, it's going to get delivered via Toll. And, where do I begin with Toll? They're closely linked with the government. And that's another company where there's a lot of rumors circulating around them, which I'm not going to repeat on air. But they're not, according to the gossip, they're not necessarily the best company in the earth either. But, yeah, I'm going to leave it there. But they're clearly sold out from what they were really supposed to do, because they have mandated vaccines for all their drivers, and along with the rest of the companies, but Toll especially seems to have been especially enthusiastic for it. And it seems as though all of the shipping is going to get shut down here in Australia because of vaccine mandates. That is something that is hardly being reported. It's only being reported in a few places. The way that vaccine mandates are shutting down international air travel, they're shutting down international and also national local freight, and they are shutting down, everything from barbershops to supermarkets to, the Blue Team, the military, the whole nine yards, all going away because of the jab. And anyone who gets it is likely to die.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. But anyway, this is why we are in such deep trouble in Australia, because we never went through that fire of revolution to get our nation. And, we started out as a prison colony. And the United States also started out as a prison colony, in case anyone is not aware of that. That's actually true. But the difference was that at a certain point, Americans said, we want to be free. And the British came with their red coats and said, we're not going to let you be free. Get back in the corner. And the Americans said, no, actually, we don't really feel like going back in the corner. And the British said, well, we're going to kill you then. Give us your guns. And the Americans said, come and take it. And the rest, as they say, is history. And it's a little bit more complicated than that. But that's the 30-second version of the history of the American Revolution. Australia had the opportunity to go through that, but they never went through that. They took a political course instead, which I think was actually, in hindsight, I think that was the wrong course to take. I think that they should have had a revolution in about 1850 in Australia. And I think that if that had happened, we would have had our own form of the Declaration of Independence, and we wouldn't be such a bunch of prisoners now, you know, because it's a really funny thing, because Australians are the most larrikin, they're the most amazing bunch of people. They love their freedom, but they don't realize that sometimes it has to be fought for. And they think that, you know, that they should be free because, you know, that is just, you know, that's just the right thing. But they don't realize that somebody is going to push back and is not going to want to give you your freedom. And I believe that they're learning that now, and they're learning it the hard way. they're learning it that, you know, if you don't push back, then we're going to lock you in your house until you, and we're going to take your job away from you, and we're going to force you to take some poisonous, deadly, genetically modifying inoculation, and if you don't, then you can't participate in society. And most Australians are not ready for that. They are, like Americans, they're utterly reliant, utterly dependent on the supermarket down the road. And they're utterly reliant and utterly dependent on their paycheck. And they can't even conceive of life without it. And yet, I think that Australians are also the best and bravest people on earth, especially at the moment, because they would rather walk out on their job than take this deadly inoculation. They are seeing and they are realizing that if they take the inoculation, they have no future anyway. So they may as well just say no and risk not having a future rather than take it and absolutely not have a future. Because, you know, they're realizing that if you take the inoculation, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to have a blood clot, a heart attack, you're going to be paralyzed, and then you're not going to have a job anyway. So they've seen through that, and they just say, well, actually, no, you know. There was a meme that was going around on the internet a while ago, and it was kind of a pirate meme, and so I liked it, and so I downloaded it. And, you know, for new listeners, I'm also USA Prepares resident pirate and highwayman. So, you know, it was, what is it? I decline to acquiesce to your request. Means no. And it's a picture of one of the Pirates of the Caribbean guys. You know, not Captain Teague. I was going to say, not Jack Sparrow, Captain Teague. But it was part of a pirate meme that was going around in the pirate internet community a while back. And so I saw it and I liked it. And I said, I decline to acquiesce to your request. It means no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people should say. They should say no. Because if they say yes, then they're going to find themselves utterly enslaved and possibly even killed. Probably even killed. This is going to kill everybody within, you know, 3 years, and probably most people a lot sooner. Probably most within 6 to 9 months, a year.
I just figured it out. I put the pieces together. And when we come back, I'll share it with you, because I was reading between the lines.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.